Either you like to give like a little a recap of what you remember from last week.
So we were, Sam, if you'd like to go, you can. I can do it either.
Go for it. Well, let's tag
You
team
can
then.
tag team,
All right,
yeah.
Jump in when I start forgetting details.
Hell yes.
We were in Green Deli. We went to the tavern and I gambled very successfully. And then we ultimately got a escort gig, which we which went a little bit haywire, but ultimately things ended up working out well.
And it's not that kind of escort gig, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, not that kind of escort gig. More of like the like
Garden
escorting
body.
somebody places for safety purposes.
Right. Our phone number is not in the back of the Village Voice.
Exactly, yeah.
Although I wish it were.
All right.
That'd be a very different campaign.
Yeah.
So then we got paid for that, and then we did a little bit of shopping. And I believe towards the end, we took another gig to do some mining.
Yeah. Yeah, what are
Yes.
we playing again? It's
Mithril.
Mithril. Yeah, because Thorkin was like, need
Yeah, let me know
Mithril.
if you can see this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dwarf Thorkin. Let me just go through his lore a little bit again in case. I think I talked about him a little bit last time, but because Oh, also, who are you guys? Reintroducing your characters. Kimchi and Budak,
Yeah.
right? So yeah, Kimchi grew up in New Delhi. You know that Thorkin is he's an older dwarven smithy, and he fought goblins in the past. And he used, he used to adventure and stuff. And then he took an arrow in the knee, the way everyone they all do.
And there's not many dwarves still in Green Deli, right? Is there
No,
like
most of them went
here?
south. Yeah, most of them went south to the mountains down there that way. So he is one of the few left. Most of the dwarves are located south in the Iron Gate Hold. And he asked you guys to go mining up here in the Crimson Peaks.
Yes.
The mountains right to the north there.
It's like 90 north.
The one thing he also the one last thing he'll say to you is like, oh, it's not just mining equipment, which I gave you the pick. Oh, remind me again which pickaxes you guys took.
I took the obsidian pickaxe.
Yeah, and I believe I took the stone pickaxe.
Right, you guys split the difference. You went you anti-Goldilocks. You went extreme in both ways.
Exactly.
Nice. So yeah, the obsidian pickaxe, for the listeners, will crit on an 18 plus, will break on a 3 or less, a natural 3 or less.
Yeah.
And the stone pickaxe can't break, but only does basic effort.
Yeah.
As opposed to, yeah. So the obsidian will do weapon, unless it crits or whatever. So that's cool. So he's gonna say, Thorkin, the last thing he's gonna say to you is, lads, make sure it's not just the pickaxes you'd be needing. Also, if you're traversing the mountains, head over to Jaquette and pick up some climbing gear. She is the owner. You know Jaquette pretty well. Kimchi, she's the owner of the longest running proprietary business in the town of Green Deli.
Yeah. I think
Yes, go ahead.
we have history because as a sandwich artisan, I'm always looking for like good ingredients, and she steadfastly believes that her market has good ingredients, but I quibble over the quality of shit.
Yeah, there's a
Not
friendly rivalry there.
yeah.
Yeah.
This fucking ham. Where'd you get this ham from 8 years ago?
It's from it's the best quality there is, he says.
Dog shit. I will not
I
let
only
it.
get the best, Kimchi, you know this.
Mess wasn't good.
Oh, so you and your friend, what are you and your friend up to? You need something?
Yeah. Climbing gear. Going into the mountains to do mining for whatever reason.
Climbing gear?
I don't know.
Didn't take you for much of a miner,
Kim. I didn't either, but here we are.
Alright, well, if you're gonna be doing that, you know what, since we go way back, and she looks at your friend like, she looks at Budek, and she's like, your friend's, that's probably a large for him, I'm assuming.
Yeah, large probably would be best.
And a small for you, Kimchi, okay. You know what, since we're pals, I'll hook you with climbing gear for just 2 gil apiece. So the way it's gonna work, basically... there's two parts to this. There's, you guys choose to scale the mountain, and then basically, I'm actually gonna roll to see if there's a cave opening, at every level you guys scale. And once you find an opening, you can go in and try to mine, and then we'll see what's mineable in that area. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, it's a little mini game sort of deal. So you guys start at the bottom, in order to climb, you guys each, since you have climbing gear, the target here is 11, but because you have climbing gear, it'll be easy, so just, you guys each give me a strength roll, and we'll be moving, like, this is like in an hour's give or take, you know, it's okay. Like a whole thing, a scaling up some mountain.
Strength roll?
Yeah. But it's easy, so target's only 8 because you have climbing gear. Nice.
There. I got 12.
Oh, 13 for me.
Ha.
Nice. Well, yeah, if you fail, you actually... So actually, there is no exhaustion system in ICRPG, but I ported it over because I think it's cool. I like exhaustion as a mechanic. So if you fail, you'll still get up there. You'll just be a little more tired.
Okay.
And it's... Exhaustion's gonna... It's gonna work similar to 5e, basically. So,
Okay.
Like, for each level, like, it gets worse or whatever. But,
Yep.
But you guys are good right now. You get up the first level, so I'm gonna make a roll here. There is a cave opening here.
Ooh.
And for fun, this is just a visual for you guys. There it is. little cave opening gimmick there. So you guys can enter here. So... Thorgan would tell you that the myth will probably be more likely higher up, but you can also look at what's in here and mine whatever you like if there's stuff in there.
What do we think?
I mean, if it is more likely to be higher up, we probably should keep going, but, you know, we could set up like a little, you know, not necessarily like a base camp, but like a midway camp. In the cave, if we do start getting exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, we can. Is there a way we could, like? I mean, I don't know how we're climbing, but just like place like a permanent hidden, so we can make our way back down.
That makes sense. Like to like a breadcrumb sort of gimmick.
Yeah.
With a pin. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Sure.
Okay. Sweet.
So you mark this area on your way up. Oh, the other effect that's gonna. Well, I guess. I can tell you guys this now before you start mining, but it'll come to effect when you start mining more than climbing. So Sam, I think you remember when we did the zombie game and there was like the noise die?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like that.
So the more we mine, the greater the chance that we attract something enemies. With our
noise. Yeah, but it takes time to mine the stuff too, so it's...
Sure.
Yeah. So that'll be fun when we get to that. So you guys want to keep climbing up?
Yes.
Well, I should say, actually, now that you've climbed up a little bit, you can also choose to go, much like to your trailer park girls, around the outside, like sideways, which won't require strength rolls, but you won't gain any escalation.
Right.
If that makes sense. But you can just look for other cave openings.
I think we should still go up. If the goal is, if the info we have is that the Mithril is probably towards the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
I think let's get up or we go around.
Cool. That is how it's pronounced. It's pronounced Mithril. So
Mithril.
Yeah.
Mithril.
So okay, so you guys want to keep going up. So yeah, give me another strength roll. as you guys climb the mountain. Well done.
And nat 20 plus 2.
So you do get a mastery, because there's mastery in this game.
Alright, I got a 7.
A 7 total?
No, 7 plus 2, so 9.
Oh, you do have 2 strength?
I have 2 strength.
Oh, nice. That's enough then. Yeah. He's a blue mage. That actually does make sense. Yeah, because it's with the climbing gear, it's easy, so it's good enough. Matt, since you critted, let's see. Actually, I'm going to roll for that. Matt, give me a D. Give me a D12 roll.
D12?
Yeah.
Got a 10.
A 10. Well, that's pretty good, actually. Alright. I had to open a new doc because I didn't expect this to happen. It happened so early.
The critting?
Yeah. Well, on this specifically, yeah. Okay. So you actually find... you find some of these growing out on the mountainside. Giashal greens.
Ooh.
You know what those do? They can help you get a chocobo.
Oh, nice.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't know. We can't use the music. It's probably... but...
We can hum it, though.
I can just do that much. I think we're good now. I have to upload a different soundtrack on the podcast. So you guys made it to the second level. And on this level, unfortunately, there's no caves here. Want to keep going up?
Yeah. How many ups are in this mountain? Like, if we're estimating, like, are we still craning our neck to see the top, or are we...
Yeah, that's a good question. So, yeah, there's about 10. There's an increment of 10 levels, so you'd be on the second level right now.
We're 8 to go.
Yeah.
We want to get to the actual top, which...
The actual tippy top, yeah. So you want to keep going up?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Roll strength again. It's a climb up.
14.
Nice. Budek? Oh, 14. Nice. Oh. Nice! Hey. Well done.
Wins.
Oh, there's no cave opening here either. Unfortunately. Let's get in. You guys are getting up there.
Up some more?
Two more strength rolls.
16?
Mm-hmm. Nice. For Budek. He just made it. He just made it. Climbing gear. Oh, there's not one here either. That's unfortunate. You're 4 of 10. Okay. Almost halfway. You climb up again?
Sure do.
Alrighty. Yes.
14.
You guys are killing it. Well done. Oh, there is one!
Hey.
You got to one, finally.
On
the 5th level. So, what do you guys think? You want to check this one out?
Yeah.
You're pretty high up. You're 5 levels up. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, the geological history should be such that we could probably find some here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys head in. So I'm going to take you guys... I'll move you guys into here for now. Since I don't want to be in charge of everything... Sam... as if, like, somehow he's going to be in charge. It's still a random role, but, would you like to roll a D8 for me?
D8?
Yeah.
6.
6. Cool. So, as you walk into the cave here, you find there's iron down here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know? Yeah.
Do you want to start mining it? Oh yeah, you can still mine it. It's like, yeah, it's not mithril, but there is iron here.
Okay. I mean, do we want to mine it, or do we want to wait for mithril?
I think we should probably go for mithril. I mean, yeah. That's cool. We don't want to risk breaking either, you know, breaking your pickaxe or anything.
That's true.
Okay, you gotta hold out. Okay. Oh, there is a, Boonig, as you see that there's iron here, you see there is a path that goes deeper into this cave.
Mm.
So you can go deeper on this level.
I'm happy to go a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
A little deeper? All right, if you guys go deeper, Matt, can you roll a d8 for me?
Mm-hmm. Three.
Three? Well, well, well. As you head deeper into the cave, let's see here. You find there is mithril deep down in here. You go pretty deep, though. Like, it's, you know, like when we're just talking as friends, pretending it was instant. But in the game, you walk for like another hour deep into the thing.
Jesus.
But you do find really deep within here there is the mithril. Yeah, do you guys want to start mining?
Get it?
Yeah. Got it?
All right. So the way it works is basically there's no attempt rolls for this. It's not like you're not gonna miss or whatever, so you just roll whatever effort your tool does. I'm wrong. There is an attempt roll because they can break, and they can crit. Right, forget what I said. So to mine, it's either intelligence or wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah, to know how to do it. So. And then on a success, which is an 11, you do that much effort. And this is like over an hour.
Cool. 14.
Okay, that's a success.
I got a 10.
Oh.
Which does not.
Oh, you do get a Battle Fury, though.
Hey.
You get Battle Fury. So, yeah, unfortunately, so... yeah, so roll a tool effort, Matt?
Basic effort?
Which one do you have? The stone one?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's basic effort for you, yeah.
Cool. Three.
Okay, so you get, so three, so it's at three. The thing about the mithril is, it is very hard. So it seems like it's gonna take a little bit to mine a heart of it. And I'm gonna roll... noise die here, and then I roll a d20, and it's fine. So the noise die right now is at a 2. So you guys are fine. All right, do you want to keep mining?
Fuck yeah, we gotta get that heart of mithril.
You gotta get it, yeah. So roll interwiz, and then. Basic or tool effort, depending on what you guys get.
Well.
Success. 10. So you get a Battle Fury, Matt. Yeah. So you guys are mining away. So that's a tool effort for you, Sam.
It's a D6. Oh, 7.
7. So that's a full heart. Of effort, but it's not enough to mine the mithril, unfortunately, because the mithril it's very hard. It takes more than a heart of effort to mine it. And then I will roll the noise die. Oh, that's not good, but you guys are okay because it's the noise die's at a 6. I rolled a 16. But yeah, you're getting there. You guys are getting there. You guys keep mining?
Yeah.
Here we go. Do it.
Yep. So interwiz, and then, yeah.
17.
20.
Oh, that's a wait. That's a crit for Sam, right?
No.
Oh, did you say 19?
Seven. Well, it's a 14 on the die.
Oh, 14 on the die. Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Okay. So yeah, but that's two successes though. So you guys both get to mine it here.
I got 4 for the tool effort.
Nice.
3 on mine.
Plus 3, so that's 17. You almost got a heart. It's very close. It's super close. Oh man. Oh, that's, oh man. Oh no! Oh no!
Here we go.
Okay, so I rolled a 7. Which means, with a Mithril R. Of course, that's also where the strongest monsters are. Of course it is. Okay, well. Yeah, what's actually coming, though? Oh, that's not that bad. Okay, so the monsters, you can hear them, but they're 2 turns away.
Okay.
So you still have a chance to get the Mithril and get out, potentially. Do you want to keep mining for right now?
For this turn.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Go for it.
Damn it!
Did you fail as well, Sam?
We both failed, yeah.
So you guys each get Battle Furies. But... this goes to 1. The noise die does keep going also. Okay, it only goes up by 1, so there's no more monsters are coming.
Cool.
So that's... But there's one... There's a swarm one away, so... what do you guys think? You're very close. You're so close. You're probably 1 success away.
If I use my Gashal Greens to summon a chocobo, work in here.
So, what was the last thing you said?
Would it work to summon a chocobo right now?
The mounted chocobos generally are red chocobos. They're kind of rare. So there may not be a chocobo in the vicinity.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed to work.
And if I were to, would it?
It doesn't consume it or anything. You would just like try to use the Gyashar Greens to draw them near, but they might not be close enough to smell them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
That's a thought, though. But yeah, I mean...
if they're not going to be used up, I'd like to try to summon one.
Okay. So you basically would... Yeah, you're basically trying to attract... Use their scent to try to attract the chocobo. I feel like this is purely chance. I don't know if there's anything you could... So, just roll a d6, Matt.
Okay.
Holy fuck. He summons a chocobo. Hold on, wait a minute. This is so huge. This is the first time this has happened in any of the games I've run in the setting. Oh my god. You hear the squawk of a red chocobo. That's a rare one too. Holy shit, that's crazy. No one even got like a regular chocobo yet in any of the games. You guys got a mountain one. Oh wow. Okay, so that's what Budik does. Kimchi, are you gonna try to mine it?
I mean, we want that heart, right?
Yeah, it's so close. You're like 3 away.
All right, I'll go for it.
Okay.
And how does Battle Fury work?
You get to add that number to your attempts, however many you have. So you each have 2.
Great. I have 3 because I have 1. Or does it carry over from the last game?
I could, yeah. If you still had a mark, yeah. Oh, I should also say you guys both have hero coins. I should have said that earlier. But it's important now in case it matters.
Yeah. So I got I got a 10, but I'm going to use my Battle Fury.
Yeah, so it succeeds, yeah. It goes... So it uses all the Battle Fury.
Yeah.
It goes... The Battle Fury goes to 0, but you do succeed. So if you roll low effort here, you could use a hero coin at ultimate effort if you don't get the full thing.
Okay, let's see.
But let's see if you got it.
Got it.
It's got 6. It?
Oh, yeah. You... With 2 hearts of effort to get the Mithril, because it's hard. It's a harder substance. You acquire a heart of Mithril. Da-da-da-da. And then, your character does, like, a little animation. And then, monsters attack. So, roll initiative. Which is a d20 plus either your dex or whiz. Is the way that okay. I do it. And you're just rolling against target. Because the monsters go on initiative 11.
Okay. So I'm a 2. Or 4. 4.
And I am a 7.
Okay, so the monsters unfortunately go first. I did roll for what they were. And they are rock jellies. Because, the IP. Or whatever. I can't call them slimes. Or whatever else. Or oozes. So they're rock jellies. That's what they are.
Flans, I think, is the final thing.
Yeah, I can't call them flans either. So they're the thing is, there is a bunch of them, but luckily they don't work like ICRPG flans, where they get stronger when there's more of them. There's just quite a few. So a bunch of them. So they're actually gonna split up. They're each gonna try to bite you, guys, twice. Mm-hmm. So from left to right, on Kimchi, and then... Okay, so Kimchi, what is your armor?
14.
So they miss, actually. Boonik, what's your armor?
Mine is... 12. My armor is 11, my defense is 12.
Got you. So they... unfortunately, they both hit you. It's 2 bites on you. You take 4 damage from the bites of the rock jellies. but you do have a red chocobo here as well. Would you guys just like to jump on it and flee? Kimchi, it's your turn.
I mean, you guys haven't seen rock jellies before, and I'm always looking for new ingredients.
It's true.
So I want to use my cookbook and roll intelligence to know the stats and abilities of rock monsters.
Okay, yeah, absolutely, roll intelligence.
Oh, it's a crit.
Holy shit. Okay, these rock jellies, they're minions. They literally have 1 hit point. But they move in, like, large packs. Their bites do d4. But they have no bonus to their stats. They're just jobbers when they come in. There's a lot of them, though. they have 1 hit point, no flat stats, but but their bites do a d4, and they just tend to live in the mountains. Yeah, they're not very exciting, but they do travel in large groups.
Then can I, after doing that, can I get on the chocobo?
Yeah. You jump on the red chocobo. And then Budok.
I, too, will jump onto the chocobo, and I will nuzzle her or him. You know, we haven't established yet, but as I do so.
It's a her.
Okay.
I rolled for it. You nuzzle her and then tell her to bounce?
Yeah, I think so.
Alrighty. So you guys on the chocobo easily get away from the rock jellies. However, because you fled combat, you drop 4 gil.
Okay.
I guess 2 each. That's a Final Fantasy thing, right? That seems...
Yeah.
That seems fair. Mm-hmm. I could have rolled higher, but, you know, it's what I could have rolled a higher die, but it seems fair. Given the situation. So you guys are chilling. You guys are... I'm gonna say that you guys, you know, you leave this area... So you go back to the, cave entrance. Whoops, mm-hmm. Where was it? There it is. And yeah, it's up to you guys. You got your red chocobo. You got your heart of Mithril. Technically, I mean, you could go turn in the quest. You're taking a little bit of damage. What would you guys like to do? The noise die resets also because you left the area. So.
I mean, we're here. I figure if there's more to explore, good to do it now. But we also could go back. I don't know. How are you feeling, Budik?
I mean, I think we could explore a little bit more.